earlier today, the New York Times announcing it's going to close its editing and pre-press print production operations in Paris, relocating or eliminating up to 70 jobs, though they say reporters are staying. And the Gannett Company, which owns USA Today, has an offer out to buy the Tribune Publishing Company, which owns the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, and seven other papers. So what do these ripples mean? NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. And David, start with the news today about the New York Times in Paris. The New York Post reported earlier this week that the Times was planning to lay off hundreds of people later this year. So is this part of that?
Well, it certainly presages a time in which they've got to trim budgets and think about shrinking their newsroom of about 1,300 editorial employees. What's happening in Paris is really they're streamlining production and editing, bringing those jobs back to New York and to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. It's worth pointing out that Paris regulations on doing layoffs and things like that are much more severe and strict, so that this, you know, enables them to have a little bit more flexibility with that. But they also say, look, to centralize and to offer our international subscribers a more flexible report, we've got to do this. They've just, got to figure out where to spend money and how to direct their resources.
Yeah, because 2 weeks ago, the Times announced it's going to invest more money, $50 million over 3 years, in global coverage expansion. But then back in February, the executive director, Dean Baquet, wrote to the staff about how the New York Times was constantly turning things on. They've got podcasts, they've got blogs, but they never turn things off. So maybe they're just starting to turn things off.
Well, look, I mean, the Times is under real financial pressure. They've resisted efforts, although they've gone through some waves of reductions and layoffs, to really cut back deeply, as some of their colleagues feel they need to. When I talk to them at newsrooms like the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal, those are smaller newsrooms than the Times. A lot of the newsroom jobs at the Times are ones that are a little amorphous. It's a little hard to say if they're purely journalistic in nature as they do new business ventures. But when I talked over the weekend in various ways to Dean Baquet, as you mentioned, the executive editor of the Times, and other people both on the business and news side, they said that the New York Post report of hundreds of layoffs were overblown. They said that it's also not clear. They say that part of it depends on the performance of some of their new ventures and how those look like they will play out over time. But they clearly are anticipating a time of shrinkage and of reduction. And if this weren't such a bellwether for journalism, the New York Times, we wouldn't be paying such close attention to it. But I think it is important.
Well, to Gannett, offering more than $800 million to buy the Tribune Company, and that includes assuming the Tribune's big debt. It's being called an unprecedented hostile takeover. How hostile is this?
Well, it's hostile in the sense that Gannett made this offer privately and Tribune Publishing barely replied. Mm-hmm. They didn't want any part of it. Tribune, you know, is an interesting spot right now. They've got a brand new chairman and CEO. And in fact, the new chairman was brought on as a minority investor to allow the company to expand in Southern California, to have an infusion of new funds. And the still new CEO who did that was himself forced out just a couple months ago. So it's a place of executive tumult. They had some of their plans in South Carolina dashed by federal regulators who said it would be a concentration of too many properties there. And suddenly Gannett comes along and says, we can offer a major premium to shareholders, 63% over what the shares of closed at last Friday, and remove your strategic uncertainty and your management tumult. It seems pretty clear that the guy who's the chairman of the board now wants to drag this out a couple more months so that he can get full control of the board and he can decide the fate of this company in which he has made this investment.
Meanwhile, people are worried Tribune Publishing owns the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, other dailies. Gannett owns USA Today, the Detroit Free Press, Des Moines Register, Cincinnati Enquirer, more than 100 smaller brands, and so people are worried about the further consolidation of the industry. But while we have you, David, just one final question. It looks like the long-awaited Megyn Kelly-Donald Trump interview is going to happen May 17th on Fox News. Thoughts?
I think both of them have a strong interest and desire in getting something out of this. Megyn Kelly went to Trump's office, sat down with him. You know, I think the personal touch goes a long way with a guy like Donald Trump. He signals that in his appearances by saying whether or not somebody's been good to him or bad to him. She made clear after he had been criticizing her for months that she was interested in talking to him in a civil way on her show. She's doing a primetime special on the Fox Broadcasting Network, not Fox News itself, as her star shines brighter and as her footprint expands and as she openly jockeys perhaps for another job beyond Fox News. For her to have the leading Republican figure in a year of such contention and controversy on her show benefits her, and it benefits him as well with a major audience and a major one-on-one interview.
Oh, the drama this year. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.